important does November become now?
November is very important. Every year, November is important, you know. It's close to the end of the season, you know. It's the last four games of the season. We got to make sure we finish strong.
I know you guys have to go one game at a time and are only focusing on Michigan, but big picture-wise, you still control your own destiny for a Big Ten title either.
Yes, always, always. Coach Taylor is taking one game at a time, you know. This week we have Michigan, so Michigan is our only focus right now. And in practice, we just got to make sure that we're preparing to get a win.
Your nephew had quite the cut over under his eye. Did you see that at all?
No, I didn't see the cut. I didn't really notice it.
It's a pretty big gash. Did you talk to him at all?
Yeah, I talked to him after the game, me and my family, and we were just proud of him. They were proud of me. Even though we came up short, they're still proud. It's a win-win situation with this family.
He said he texted you a picture of the pig. Is that right? Before the game.
It was actually put on Facebook or whatever. Oh. And it was just my sister was just congratulating him, and I just congratulated him as well. And, you know, just move on to the next game.
What, I guess, changed there? In the sense, like, the first three quarters, you guys, for the most part, kept them in check. And then it just seemed like when they finally were building some momentum, that's when the points started coming.
Just staying disciplined. Playing through the fourth quarter. Not playing to the fourth quarter, playing through the fourth quarter. And it's just something that they got the best of us.
What's your mindset when you see them execute that onside kick and it's a situation where you think that, okay, the offense is going back out there and going to build a lengthy enough drive. Now you got to go back out there again all of a sudden.
I just had to just go back out there with my team. In my mind, I was just thinking, yo, we practice this through our practice, you know, change the tempo, you know. Defense, we get a short rest, but, you know, we practice that through conditioning, and I was just ready for it, just to go out there and play defense with my team.
How would you describe, like, what happened on that final play there when they did score and take the lead?
It was heartbreaking, but, you know, the game wasn't over. You know, you just had to look to the next play and just keep playing to the clock.
You know, what are the things that you're going to be kind of working on this week preparing for a quarterback like Denard Robinson?
Keeping contained, making sure we stay disciplined in the play, keep our heads on the swivel. You know, he can threaten us in the air or his feet, so we just got to stay grounded and disciplined.
Is there any idea yet who might be playing the role of him on the scout team?
No, I'm not sure.
No,
I'm not sure.
You're talking about the last play. Were you on a blitz?
Yes.
And you got swallowed up. Was it the tight end or the tackle?
It was the running back. I got chopped back. Yeah.
And is that play then, is it over? Then the contain is gone, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much gone.
But he was looking left the whole time, and it was a B-showed pass.
He just made a good play, you know. Yeah. He's a smart quarterback, you know. He just made a good play.
How does that look in the pass? How much did that freeze you guys in that play in particular? The linebackers.
It didn't really freeze us, you know. It's always next play. Next play is the most important play. So that play was dead, and we just had to keep going.
Mm-hmm.